Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08 in your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, this awful mid-air collision at Reagan International Airport involving a Black Hawk helicopter and a regional American Airlines jet. And not a good scene at all there. And trying to pull bodies out, they're still underway, really, rescue operations, even though this happened at approximately 9 o'clock last night. This was a flight that was coming in from Wichita, Kansas, direct to Reagan National, and this route had only been operating for about a year. There were 64 people on board on the American Airlines flight. Three crew members were on the helicopter. And of course, you know, this is one of those stories where they'll continue to get more and more information. But what we know now, American Airlines flight traveling from Wichita, Kansas, collided with a military Black Hawk Sikorsky while approaching runway 33 at the D.C. airport. This happened around 9 o'clock, according to the FAA. First responders have recovered at least 19 bodies from the river. That would be one of the latest CBS reports. And there were 300 first responders. And the conditions, obviously not good. Dark, cold water. It's just an awful incident that has taken place. And Greg, I know you've been following it as well. It appears that the Black Hawk was told about a plane.
Yes.
and acknowledged, yep, got the plane.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But apparently wasn't tracking the same plane that air traffic controllers were. They were talking about two different planes, it appears.
That's kind of the speculation from people who were listening to, you know, basically tower conversations with the Black Hawk. And that's kind of what they're getting out of it. So they think they refocused on the wrong light incoming. And unfortunately, they were a couple hundred feet off the ground. So just a bad scenario overall.
I saw a video that, I guess on the internet. And it just shows from a distance the explosion.
Yeah.
And it just, hearts and prayers go out to anybody involved. In fact, J.D. Vance calls for prayers for everyone involved at the collision. And it's a Sikorsky H-60 helicopter. Please say a prayer for everyone involved in the mid-air collision near Reagan Airport this evening. He wrote on X, "We're monitoring the situation. Let's hope for the best." President Donald Trump expressed thanks to first responders for their incredible work after a collision between a regional jet and a Sikorsky H-60 helicopter at Reagan Washington National Airport Wednesday night. And the press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, in a statement that was shared from her, Trump described the collision as being a terrible accident, called for God to bless the souls of all involved. "I've been fully briefed on the terrible accident that just took place. And thank you for the incredible work done by the first responders, monitoring the situation, et cetera, et cetera." So, this will be an ongoing story as we get more elements of it through the morning. But, anytime you have a crash like this, it's not good. And already folks from around the world, leaders from around the world are already sending their condolences and stuff like that. So, that is going to be the story that I think most people are going to be talking about, at work and through our day. You've got this fantastic technology on many different levels. I'm sure that Black Hawk had great technology on it. And, if you've got eyes on, I mean, it was dark, but they've got all kinds of stuff. They've got night vision even. And but if you're tracking, the wrong aircraft, and there's so many lights at night I have flown in to Reagan at night. I've flown out in the early morning hours. There's just it's light pollution all around that, along the Potomac mm-hmm. and stuff.
So imagine with night vision highlighting all that.
Yeah.
It actually makes it worse.
Probably.
They say that at that level, well, they were probably at that level for a reason, because you get to a point there, you can't tell the difference between the sky and the water, apparently, and mm-hmm. that throws some confusion your way. They were at that level to probably lower that type of confusion of their line of sight. But unfortunately, it had them targeting the wrong plane.
Now, we'll continue to follow it. I mean, it's just a terrible tragedy. And, you know, the NTSB, of course, do a full investigation and all that.
Oh,
and awful for, you know, all the people involved in that. 64 mm-hmm. people on board. And some of these apparently, allegedly, were, part of the figure skating?
Yeah, U.S. skating team. They were at an event, basically part of the development camp that happens out in Kansas.
And, of course, you know, we've got Fox News top and bottom of the hour. They'll also be talking about it. Mm-hmm. And a big story for us today, we're going to touch base with Governor Ron DeSantis at 9:05. You want to make sure you're listening in for that. What's going on here with basically leadership in the legislature, you know, thumbing their nose at the governor, for lack of a better term, and you know, this weak immigration bill that they've pushed forward, when he said, look, I want to lead the way, you know, echoing and following in what President Trump has laid out in terms of immigration enforcement. And apparently what they presented him with is very weak. They named it, you know, the Trump bill. You know, they put Trump's name on it. They did that on purpose to make it sound like, oh, the governor's against the Trump bill. So we're going to hear it right from the governor himself coming up at 9:05. So make sure that you're either sticking around for that, or you can always get it on the Bob Rose Show podcast, available where you get any of your podcasts. Also available on the Audacy app, AUDACY. And just click on subscribe and you're all set. RFK Jr.
Wow.
You talk about some heat. You talk about some nasty Democrat senators. One would think that he was never in the Democrat Party the way they treated him. And some that were supposedly, you know, he said, used to be my friends.
Wow.
And the only reason they oppose me is because of Trump. And, well, we've got some sound bites from that. We've got stories related to that. Man, he faced some heat yesterday. All right. We've got a lot to cover this morning. Happy Thursday. We'll make it as happy as we can, all things considered. It is 6:15. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:20. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Mid-air collision, Reagan International Airport, regional American Airlines jet carrying 63 passengers collided with a Black Hawk helicopter. That happened around 9:00 last night, and information and development still occurring. We'll share more details with you as they become available, but just an awful, tragic scene. 300 first responders on the scene doing rescue work, and under very tough conditions, cold, dark, and we hope for the best, and prayers go out to the families of all involved. Just absolutely awful. Which I guess, you know, you can't compare anything to that kind of tragic event. But I got to tell you, if somebody who was going through some pain yesterday, had to be Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh, my goodness.
This guy, man, you'd think he's public enemy number one. And I'll share some of that stuff with you. And we've got some sound from yesterday's Senate confirmation hearings. But I want to remind you, too, the time is now to enter the 27th annual Bob Rose Golf Scramble. Been doing it for years, having a great time. And most importantly, this does raise money for great work that's done for the developmentally disabled through ARC Alachua. I'm so proud to have my name on it. The event is Friday, April 4th at Hawkstone Golf and Country Club. So you can go to arcalachua.org for more information or call Mark Johnson at 352-246-3516. So, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., kind of an unknown quantity in many ways, ran for president and then teamed up with Donald J. Trump, automatically making the lefties go absolutely berserk. Now Trump nominates him for the head of Health and Human Services, and the left goes even more bonkers on that. And,
oh, man.
Yeah, and it is very interesting how critical they were of him and all the things he has said. Look, as a guy who's been on the radio for decades, but in talk radio for, nearly three decades now, when you talk 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, if people were to pick apart everything that I've said through the years, especially if they take it out of context, oh my goodness, it would be horrendous. It would, in many cases, maybe be indefensible, because I would even say, "Go, well, I'm not clearly remembering exactly the context in which that was said."
Sure.
Well, here's the thing with RFK Jr. and you're dealing with science. Here's what he does: he questions what we are told. He questions it. Now, some would go, "Oh, well, he gets into conspiracy theories." Well, yeah, theories. And we have freedom of speech. And where there's an absence of transparency and information, the void left creates an opening for people to speculate. Mm-hmm. Him being one of those people. And then they wanted to, they seemed worried yesterday that he was chasing money and influence. But at the same time, some of these same people, like Senator Ron Wyden, said that Kennedy, who Trump nominated for HHS, is someone who chases money. But although Wyden attacked Kennedy for allegedly chasing money and influence, it appears that Wyden has raised significant sums for the healthcare industry and has a vested stake in the potential confirmation of Kennedy. Whoops. In fact, here's Ron Wyden with one of his things.
I believe that that vaccines play a critical role in healthcare. All of my kids are vaccinated.
But in a podcast in 2020, you said, and I quote, "You would do anything, pay anything, to go back in time and not vaccinate your kids." The receipts show that Mr. Kennedy has embraced conspiracy theories, quacks, charlatans, especially when it comes to the safety and efficacy of vaccines.
And he is not, as a private citizen, entitled to opinions that may differ from the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to talk about science at all, I mean, the essence of science is to ask questions and to question the status quo. Otherwise, science never gets advanced. Let's hear from Crazy Bernie.
You have started a group called the Children's Health Defense. You're the originator. Right now, as I understand it, on their website, they are selling what's called onesies. These are little things, clothing for babies. One of them is titled "Unfacts, Unafraid."
I have no power over that organization. I'm not part of it. I resigned from the board.
Yeah, that was just a few months ago. You founded that. You certainly have power. You can make that call. Are you supportive of this?
I've had nothing to do with
leadership.
Are you
supportive of these onesies?
I'm supportive of a vaccine.
Oh, a onesie.
Yeah.
You know, that's what a little baby wears.
That's their deal, yeah.
And what did it say? Unvaxxed and unafraid on the onesie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's wrong with that? If people choose to purchase that or anything else online, again, based on an opinion. And gives all of this away? The Democrats are so utterly in this defensive attack posture. That's what starts to give it away Let's go to cut number three.
Did you say Lyme disease is a highly likely militarily engineered bioweapon?
I probably did say that.
Did you say that?
And that's what the developer of Lyme
disease said. I want all of our colleagues to hear it, Mr. Kennedy.
Yeah. Look, again, in the absence of all of the facts, I question it. Hey, so where did Lyme disease come from? Oh, it comes from a deer tick. Yeah. How did it get there? What is the origin? Do we even know the origin? So when there's lack of information, you're going to fill the void. And to question it, could it have been part of some, you know, military type operation to weaponize something? Oh, no, that's conspiratorial. Until you learn about gain of function in the Wuhan lab and knowing that that wasn't an isolated incident, not by a long shot.
Uh-oh.
So let's go to cut number four.
You have previously falsely suggested that the polio vaccine killed many, 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 many more people than polio ever did by causing fatal cancers.
The nominee wrote a book saying that people had been misled into believing that measles is a deadly disease.
We've just had a measles case in Rhode Island, the first since 2013. And frankly, you frighten people.
Just because he questions the status quo, don't you mess with Big Pharma, who are making billions of dollars. And, of course, they keep lots of those senators' palms nice and greasy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Greasy as in slimy, dirty dogs. And they're showing their true colors. It's very interesting. Whether you're a big fan of RFK or not, you should have some interest in this for sure. Make America healthy again. How could you possibly be against that? Unless you're getting paid to be against it. Can't think of another motivation, honestly. It is 6:29. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot more to talk about, and we've got our special guest, Governor Ron DeSantis, in the 9 o'clock hour right here on 97.3 The Sky. We made it to Thursday so far. Welcome and good morning. It's 6:38. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Remember, you can always pick up the Bob Rose Show podcast. Never miss a minute of the show. Download it wherever you normally get your podcast and click on subscribe. Top story, plane helicopter crash, Reagan International Airport near the Potomac there. It was a regional American Airlines jet carrying 63 passengers colliding with a Black Hawk helicopter with three on board. As you can imagine, an awful mess and loss of life. We'll continue to follow that story. And, of course, we'll have updates top and bottom of the hour via Fox News. Absolutely awful. Yesterday, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants to make America healthy again. And, man, we played some of the cuts of how, you know, he was under attack, really under attack. Here's Senator Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas.
No one should be fooled here.
As Secretary of HHS...
Robert Kennedy will have the power to undercut vaccines and vaccine manufacturing across our country. And for all of his talk about follow the science and his promise that he won't interfere with those of us who want to vaccinate his kids, the bottom line is the same. Kennedy can kill off access to vaccines and make millions of dollars while he does it.
Who's making money, Bob?
The Democrats are, and specifically, if we're talking about Elizabeth Warren, she's so concerned that RFK Jr. could put himself in a position to make a lot of money off of this. He could. But let's see where some money that Elizabeth Warren received from the healthcare industry during her Democrat presidential primary. Remember that?
She was
in the primary. Remember that?
Yeah.
$2.3 million from health professionals.
Wow.
$1.6 million from hospitals and nursing homes. $645,000 from miscellaneous healthcare donations, $625,000 from pharmaceuticals and healthcare products industries, and nearly $600,000 from health services.
So you don't think they just want her to be healthy, is what you're thinking?
Well,
look, healthy, wealthy, and wish
healthy,
she was
wealthy,
and wish she was wise
and wise acres. Yeah. No, when you know that, when you pull the curtain back, that's the problem.
Yeah.
How can you trust your own government when they've been infiltrated by big money from Big Pharma? And remember, I'm not necessarily picking on Big Pharma per se. It leads you to believe, as it is, there's so many influence peddlers. Mm-hmm. There's a whole street where these folks hang out, and they help to finance basically the election and reelection of many candidates, both Republican and Democrat.
But don't be so hypocritical and pious and sit there on your little throne. He could make money from all this while you're raking in millions of dollars.
Well, yeah, and you know, we really have to be. Maybe this is where we need some reforms, and that is, you know, the stocks and bonds and the things that Congress, the folks in Congress have been trading in, and really can kind of almost sidestep, I guess literally in many cases, sidestep having inside information about companies and, you know, what's going to happen legally, how that affects those businesses. And that's why they rake it in on these different stock deals. And that's got to end. And it's not because I'm worried that someone's going to get wealthy. I'm worried about the kind of how that impacts what they say and do and how they vote and the information that actually gets to the American people. That's the thing is. And if you're honest with people, like, don't try to peddle a vaccine saying it's 95% efficacy, and if you take the shot, it somehow protect your grandmother. Well, it turns out that wasn't true, and 95%, that's a joke. And he didn't talk about side effects even after, when some long-term COVID, they call it, now is finally getting some of the recognition that it should. But the government has, you know, stood in the way of that. I'm glad that President Trump got us out of the WHO right when COVID hit. They began to subvert the truth and lie. They were covering for the Chinese, the World Health Organization, which is a part of the United Nations, UN, which can't be trusted either in any way. So, yeah, we've got a lot of things that we need to do. But healthcare costs are insane, and they're only going to go up. And one of the reasons why is because of what the Biden administration did by opening up the borders. Now, during RFK, his confirmation hearing, he revealed that Medicaid costs blew out by a staggering 60% during Joe Biden's presidency. He said our ship is sinking. And over the past 4 years, the biggest budget line now is Medicaid, and it's growing faster than any other. Yep, and a lot of that, not all of it, but a great deal of it, it is due to this border invasion.
Right.
Low-income patients. And none of them who contributed a penny in net taxes. Yeah. And it's a dirty little secret that I hope doesn't remain secret much longer, that the Biden administration and their minions in the fact-checking business have been denying. Yep. You talk to some doctors, especially if they work near border towns, work with the lower income folks. Yep. How many patients are illegals that have Medicaid? One doctor said 100%. And that's not to mention this whole disability thing. They get on SSI. These are people that are not citizens, haven't lived here. This is obscene. All at the expense of the average American citizen. It's shameful. It's disgusting. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Elon, new mission. Details on the way. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's Thursday. Your top story, awful occurrence. Reagan International Airport, 9 o'clock last night. Midair collision. Regional American Airlines jet collides with a Black Hawk helicopter. And, of course, a lot of fatalities. I did see where some people were rescued and sent for emergency care, but this is an ongoing story and a terrible tragedy, and of course you'll be hearing a lot more about that. Coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Governor Ron DeSantis and about this watered-down, cheesy bill that they tried to give him that is supposed to be pro-immigration and helping Trump. And we're going to give him a chance to talk about that for sure. Speaking of President Trump, yesterday he signed the Laken-Riley Act into law. The law requires Department of Homeland Security to detain illegals who have been arrested, charged, or convicted of burglary, theft, shoplifting, or larceny. And one of the reasons why is because the alleged killer of Laken-Riley, the young woman from Georgia, is because he was previously busted and for shoplifting, I believe it was, and then he was let out. When he should have been turned over to ICE or, DHS. Moments before signing the legislation, Trump noted that states also have the opportunity under the new law to sue the federal government for immediate injunctive relief if future administrations do not enforce the nation's immigration laws. And, of course, like I said, the law is named in honor of the 22-year-old nursing student, Laken-Riley, who was viciously murdered by an illegal alien, part of that TDA gang. His name was Jose Ontario Ibarra, and that was February the 22nd, 2024, in Athens. Well, from the time she was in the first grade, Laken knew she wanted to spend her time caring for others. That's what she did, Trump said ahead of the signing. To her friends and classmates, she was the light of warmth and kindness in every single room. To her parents and family, she was everything in the world. They've had a miserable period of time. And this story, similar story, could be repeated over and over again. And much of it due to the wide open borders that the Biden administration insisted on. And the cost of human life is awful, but the cost to the taxpayers is also of concern. And Miranda Devine, writing for the New York Post, really puts together a compelling piece that talks about RFK and Medicaid being blown out, 60% increase. Because of the folks coming across illegally. And she spoke to a couple of doctors and stuff that she knows. And a lot of these people, she's talking about, especially in the border areas, like in Texas, they don't speak the language. So now it takes the doctor on average an extra 15 minutes per patient trying to speak with them through a translator. Guess who pays for the translation service? The taxpayer. Every illegal jumping the border in Arizona, New Mexico has been given an envelope with documents for health care, food stamps, and $2,200 in cash, all part of their transit papers. Their first stop after getting this envelope? Oh, it's either Walmart or the emergency room. Yep, they get these vouchers from the federal government. Where do you think that money comes from? One hospital that this doctor worked at made a $220,000 profit in the OBGYN department compared to previous years of chronic losses. Why? Because now you've got the guaranteed government payments and they're so lucrative, well, compared to no payments at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. The wow. Cost of free health care is astronomical.
Free. Right. Yep. For somebody.
He treated one illegal a migrant from Honduras who crossed the border while in labor and delivered a baby with severe congenital defects. Mother and baby had to be medevaced to Tucson for multiple surgeries at a cost that would be well over $1 million.
Wow.
Now, the child survived, thankfully, but can America foot the bill for every sick person in the world? This is crazy. And as her doctor source says, he saw illegal migrants with chronic illnesses who had specifically crossed the border for cutting-edge health care. while American citizens who pay taxes and insurance have to wait in ever longer lines. And then there is one patient talked about, pregnant wife of a local rancher, came to the hospital, preeclampsia and dangerously high blood pressure, 220 over 120. She's pregnant. I mean, that's an automatic. That's like coming in with severe chest pain, right? That's hypertensive emergency. The mother and child both could die from that. She sat in the triage area of the emergency room behind three illegal migrants for a wait that would have been more than 3 hours, except that the doctor spotted the problem and intervened to save her and her baby, only to be reprimanded later for jumping the line.
Unreal.
Yep. These are just a few anecdotal stories. You can multiply that literally by tens of thousands.
That's messed up.
Oh, it's out of control. I said this before. We have not even come close to reaping what the Biden administration has sown by the open border thing. We're not even close yet, unfortunately. Trump administration is going to have to work overtime and then some. All right. Governor Ron DeSantis on the air with us coming up at 9:05. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.